Well, hello, my audience. I haven't been doing a podcast since June, y'all. And I'm going to be renaming my podcast to Real Talk instead. So I got some real talk to tell you. You feel me? So apparently we had these school shootings in El Paso and I guess Dayton, Ohio. Man, this shit is crazy as hell, man. This shit is crazy. I don't know why people try to come shoot up, like, even in El Paso, like Texas is a M state, Hispanic state, basically, like millions of Hispanics. And you have the audacity of trying to shoot some of them in Walmart. They say it was like some of them were injured and some were dead. It's like, damn. When you look at the dead side, it's like, damn, man, it's sad, man. Mourning for them people's loss. And I forgot which one what. Which shooter killed himself? I don't even remember. I think it was the Dayton, Ohio one. I don't even remember which one it was. The El Paso one or the Dayton one. Whoever killed himself, good thing they gone. Good thing they gone. Because apparently that motherfucker didn't have a good mind of, you know, he's not homophobic. He was phobia. His phobia of Hispanics, man. Like, who the fuck lives in El Paso and has a phobia towards Hispanics? Against Hispanics? Yo ass has to move out, bruh. Shit. It's one against million of them. Like, come on, man. You're a fucking joke, for real. And yeah, my podcast is gonna be explicit, so who cares, you know? Who cares? What else is on my mind? Oh, yeah, and Trump saying that, the movie, you know, The Hunt, that movie has been canceled, you know, because of the shootings and shit. And so Trump decided to cancel the movie because they're talking about liberals attacking some kind of conservative-ass niggas and shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on, you know. And Trump talking about some, oh, let's ban movies and let's ban videos. I need that cotton candy ass nigga to go sit his ass down, man. Go sit your ugly ass down, man. Nobody cares about you, Trump. What thing have you done for this country other than exploiting hatred? What have you done, Trump? What have you done? Like, come on. We know Obama. At least he did some shit. Some of the army men, he led them army men to go kill Osama bin Laden. Look at that. You feel me? Obama didn't exploit hatred. He exploited hope, man. That was his motto, hope. Hope, man. That was his motto. This motherfucker, Trump, has not done a goddamn thing. And I can't believe it's close to his 4 years being in this bitch. You feel me? I thought the motherfucker was going to have a heart attack. Or some shit. Or commit suicide. I don't give a fuck. You feel me? Just tired of this fool, you know? Just getting tired of this man. And also, in this segment, I just had an issue with my laptop, like, straight up. Like, I know my phone and my laptop, they're two different things. And, like, one has the most storage. Like, one has, like, 8 GB RAM, and the other one's, like, I mean, it's, like, 32 GB. But one has 1 terabyte, though. And that's the one I'm having a problem with, like, for real. That's some bullshit. Like, my computer, like, when it comes to Chrome, sometimes Chrome will work for a little bit. Sometimes, but sometimes it will bullshit. It's like, I know everybody has this problem with Chrome. It's not responding. Like, what the fuck, bro? What the hell? I was doing something. Why are you going to? And it doesn't even do the same thing on my phone. I don't have zero problems on Chrome on my phone. Same for Spotify on my laptop. I play some Drake or some Kanye, whatever the fuck. And I try to click pause I still hear the music, you feel me? And there could be other days that I pause it and then the little white thing, it tries to keep going or some shit like. I'm like, what the hell, man? Like, come on. What the fuck is the problem? I don't even have problems like that on my phone. You know? And then sometimes I'll be having fucking connecting issues with my phone and connecting to my laptop. Like, bitch, I'm trying to connect my damn shit to my shit. Hey, come on. Yeah, man. I don't even like cussing, but out of the rant of it, if I got it, every time, out of the rant of it, I'm usually a silent and quiet person. I don't even bring all that emotional side to me, All that shit stays in the house. Outside of home and be like, hey, speaking from my mind, speaking from what I believe and what I'ma stand for, And I'm just getting tired of this computer. Like when I download mods for my Sims game, like I didn't even have these issues on my other laptop. I didn't even have these issues. I had some issues on my other laptop, but the issues on my other laptop, I weren't even dealing with no damn issues from on this laptop like on the other laptop. Damn. This fucking laptop be doing some shit like pausing. I can't even move my fucking mouse. And then I go on research and look on Google Chrome and how to stop the mouse from freezing. How to stop the computer from freezing, making all them crashes and shit. I just get like kill myself today. Like, come on. Like, come on, man. This just causes the pessimism in my life, like, for real. And it's just little shit. Little shit, man. Little shit. I just get on here just the fuck of it. If I don't have any assignments or tasks to do, I just do to do, you feel me? I've already done something, you feel me? Like if I'm already had a DJ gig or, miscellaneous, it's just stupid. Like, I don't have any games other than Sims and Brawlhalla and Game Dev Tycoon and SimCity. SimCity ain't shit. I regret buying that game. I just regret, man. If I go back in time, I would get City Skylines over SimCity. Like, I hate why EA just fucked that whole reboot shit up, man. They fucked it up, man. They got so many space. Like when you open the whole game map, they got so much space. Like they could have expanded out. Fuck the whole trying to import shit to other cities and export shit. I want the whole damn map. I want it all. You feel me? That's how City Skylines is. It's the entire thing. I want City Skylines, man. I want that damn game. It's like been a long-term goal for me, man, to get that fucking game. They got it on Origin. They got it on Steam. I had the fucking game on Steam before they ever announced it on Windows 10. But the reason why I uninstalled it on Steam was because the loading. The fucking loading. That was back in like 2015, 2016. One of them fucking years of 2017. I can't remember. I just regret shit, man. I just regret this shit, man. And I got Hitman too. I love that damn game. I love, shit. I can't even explain it after these little shootings and shit. I just love that damn game. What else, man? Origin and Steam. Steam is always on. It's always on something. But what frustrates me about Steam is like it always has a friend list. It pops up in the damn way. It's like, get the fuck out my way, bruh. I'm trying to do some shit. It always pops up. Audience, y'all didn't want to hear me ranting shit, man. I was supposed to do like a Costa Rica drawback. I might not even do that yet. I should have been did that, but I never did, and I don't even remember when with the day I came back to Houston, so I ain't even gonna do that. Well, 2 more weeks before school, 2 more weeks. Yeah, I was gonna talk about the whole like, what America needs to learn? Like we all in the melting pot. Like everybody, calm down. This is what I learned from history. That's why history is my best subject. It just talks about the present, I wish it talked more about the future, though. It talks about the past and the present. But I don't like talking about the past. But fuck it, it's still a past, you feel me? We still on this racism shit, bro. And you feel like racism has improved itself. Like, they're like, cops have started killing black people and shit. Like, man, damn. Can't even do nothing. It's like everybody needs to shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up. If you don't like the Hispanic person next door, don't even try to tell him like, "Hey man, I hate you. I hate why you live in this country." If I was like that, if I was that neighbor, I'd tell you, shut the fuck up. You have to deal with it then. Just shut up, bruh. You have to deal with it. I wish these racist ass people can go back where they came from. Fuck, the world would be a better place. The world would be a better place if people just shut the fuck up. We are all in the damn melting pot. Calm down. I need to calm down. Shit, I'm tired of these people, man. Tired of these damn people. What happened in them shootings can happen to me, people that look like me, people that look like some of my friends. Some of the people that did, some of my friends do like some of the people too. Man, this shit is crazy, man. Racism has been over this world before we, Generation Z, Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers have ever been born. Hey, come on, man. I need to shut up. And then for our president to tell people, go back where they came from, go back where they came from. Who, your wife? Your current wife? You telling her to go back where she came from? Trump, explain that to me, bruh. Hey, come on, Trump. Talk to me, Trump. Why? Come on, Trump. Trump, talk to me. Talk to me, bruh. Trump, why? Just saying, Trump. Mr. Big and Bad. Mr. Bitch. Just saying, bruh. Like, don't understand you, man. Just don't understand you. Guys, let's talk about liberals and conservatives, you feel me? I was watching the Hodge twins last one time. They call themselves the conservative twins. Like, come on, man. And then I look up on here liberal versus conservative. Like, I have to understand why what liberal and cause I'm known for saying Democrat and Republican and not as for conservative or liberal. Liberals generally believe in governmental action to achieve equal equality opportunity for all, and that is the duty of the government to reduce community issues to protect civil liberties and individuals and human rights. Also believe the roles of the government should be guaranteed that no one is in need. Obviously, they are like for people, for the people. Conservatives generally believe in personal responsibilities. I ain't about to read all this, by the way. So the liberals are basically for the people, and conservatives are generally for themselves. I can relate to both. Some of them, I can relate to both. Death penalty. Okay, we should abolish the death penalty. The death penalty is okay. It's cruel, unusual punishment. It does not prevent crime. Imprisonment is the appropriate punishment. That's the liberal side. Every execution risks killing an innocent person. Conservative, the death penalty is a punishment that fits the crime. It is either cruel or not. I can say Charles Manson. Yeah, I can say yeah. Give him the death penalty. Yeah, give him the death penalty. But yeah, sure, I don't know, man. I'm in the middle with that side, but I feel like more on the conservative side with the death penalty. Economy favors a market system in which the government regulates the economy. We need government to protect us against big businesses, unlike the private sector. How about the conservative side? It's like the okay. Free markets produce more economic growth, more jobs, higher standards of living than those systems burdened by excess. I need to write some of this stuff down so I can understand, well, not understand myself, like which one I'm more of. The environment. Liberals sometimes believe conservatives don't care as much about protecting the environment. Conservatives want clean water, clean air, and a clean planet, just like everyone else. However, extreme environmental policies destroy jobs and damage economy. Ooh, damn. I gotta go with the liberal side on the environment. gun control. Here I go, right here. The Second Amendment gives no individual the right to own a gun. With gun control, I'm on the liberal side. I'm on the liberal side because conservatives, they want guns and shit. Liberals, they don't want the guns. Healthcare, support individual, I mean, universal government supervised healthcare. There are millions of Americans who can't afford health insurance. They are being deprived of a basic right to healthcare. I'm gonna go with the liberal side because they look like the rich will continue to pay for the superior healthcare while others will proceed. Okay. Immigration, support legal immigration, increasing the number of legal. Liberal side on that one. Religion, support the separation of church and state. Oh my God, what the hell? Rebellious. I mean, I say rebellious, religious. Expression has no place in government. Bruh, what the hell? I'm on the conservative side, bruh. Same-sex marriage. What? Conservatives, marriage is between one man and one woman. That's jacked up, man. I'm on both right there. I'm on both. I'm gonna go on both. You feel me? I'm gonna support them. I'm gonna support man and women. You feel me? I'm gonna go with both. Oh yeah. Taxes, support higher taxes, a larger government. High taxes allow the government to do good and create jobs. I'm on both with the taxes on there. Welfare, oppose, support. I'm opposing welfare. I'm sorry. I'm opposed it. War on terrorism. I don't know. I'm gonna go off there. So that's a little bit on conservative and liberals on y'all. Guys, I really don't know what the hell I'm gonna do today. I don't know what I'm gonna do today. I don't know what I'm gonna do today. On this podcast, I don't know what the hell I'm gonna do. I think I'm about to end this episode. Akira delayed. Why making a live action movie is so hard? Yeah, of course. Wolfenstein Cyberpilot. What the hell? Visually aimless. Damn, bruh. It's getting criticized. I just need to know what the hell is the problem with my game. Like, they said lower all your graphics to low. This shit ain't happening. I don't understand, man. I just don't understand. That ain't gonna stop me from playing my fucking game. And what's worse is that I didn't get to save my fucking game. Fucking piece of shit, I swear. I don't care if I'm recording. Y'all gonna hear me what the fuck I gotta say, bruh. You feel me? I'm tired of this shit, man. Better load my fucking game, bitch. Yeah, right, bitch. You better load my fucking game. This motherfucker was working well, man. I don't even know how many times I've been turning this on and turning this off, and I swear, man. Oh yeah, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I saw a photo of him, like his head was like fucked up. Like, damn, his face was looking like gray as shit too. Man, at first, like BuzzFeed, I think it was, I remember what day that was when they said that man killed himself. I think it was Saturday or something. Saturday or Friday. And that BuzzFeed said Jeffrey Epstein died. I ain't know who the nigga was. I ain't know who he was. So I looked up his name and said, like under his name, it said American Financial. I was like, oh man, it's another one of these people. And it said, informer. Ex-sex offender or something. I was like, thank God he gone. Shit, I don't give a fuck. People like that, they should go. I don't give a fuck, bruh. I don't care, bruh. You can be Harvey Weinstein. You can be Bill Cosby. And you do some shit like they have done. And you kill yourself. I don't give a damn, bruh. Now, if you say it was like a normal celebrity who's been doing good to the people and then loving the people and never had a bad reputation,
I mourn though. I mourn. You see, y'all heard me mourn about Nipsey gone. Man, that man right there. Nipsey was a good. He was a good person. He was a good person, man. I would have put him in my movies too. But like, Nipsey would be that cool person, and he'll be that cool.
It's just, man, it's like, hey. And this has been a good year, trust me. It's been a good year, and I just feel like it hasn't been a good year. It isn't a good year. Like last year wasn't a good year. I mean, it was a good year for the movies and the music, but still, the people, like, we lost Aretha, we lost XX, and XX was 20. And I can set some theories up too, like 28 compared 2018's strategy, strategies to 2019's. Cameron Boyce was 20. XXXTentacion was 20. Who else passed away in their 30s last year? I don't even remember. Who the hell are these people at my house in the sand? Man, fuck that spa day shit, man. Sorry, y'all, if y'all heard me cussing and shit. I swear, if this game paused on me again, I'm gonna slap this bitch. I don't care, man. Think this might be my like last time I thought about podcasting. It was gonna be my last time podcasting. This might be my last time podcasting before I end the podcast and I might cancel it. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. I love podcasting. It's like releasing anger out. And this is the only time I get really angry, like shit like this on my computer. This is the only time, man. This is the only time. Everything else is like I just come home and I relax, like I don't got shit to do. If I gotta write my script, I write my script. And this is the laptop I write. It was one time I was writing my script and my computer just froze. Like, I had lost all my fucking, like, I couldn't even save it. I couldn't even fucking save it. I couldn't even save my software. And obviously, I was fucking ranting, bro. I was ranting the shit out of myself. This game got me fucked up. Fuck this trip. I'm going home. Shit. Travel home. Was so upset, man. I lost all my data, all my memory. Maybe not all my memory, but I had wrote some good shit on that. Trust, believe that I wrote some good shit on that. And this stupid ass computer just froze. Like, I could just faint, bruh. I could just kill myself and faint. I was like, fuck my life. And this, I'm like, I know my other computer wasn't shit, but this computer is worse. Like, fuck. All I do is was, and all I do is try to fucking save my shit. I try to lower my performance so my computer will can work better. That's all I try to do. And it's like it slaps the, and it just slaps me in my damn face, or it just points the middle finger at me. It's like, what can I do? Sometimes get moved better on the sound, sometimes it ain't shit. It's just, excuse me. It's just like I just don't understand that. Is it me or is it the computer? I know it ain't me, shit. I know that ain't me. Cause I miss my old desktop back in the day. Yeah, I had a desktop when I was little. I would get on that motherfucker all the time. I miss that desktop. My desktop was way better than this goddamn laptop. I hate this laptop. why did I listen to my daddy? I sound like my mama that time. My mama has a Rogue Sport, y'all. She got a Rogue. She had that Rogue since, I think, 2017 or 2018. And so my dad and my mom, they went to go shopping for a car, right? And my mom, she came home in the summertime saying, I got me a Rogue. I got me a Rogue. And then she came upstairs to talk to me or something. She said, did I regret getting that Rogue? Your daddy convinced me to get that Rogue. I was like, dang. Okay. And then 1 year later, she started liking the Rogue. And so my other computer, my previous computer, was like broken. It was having a lot of some shit on. I don't know. It got viruses because we got it fixed. We got it fixed a lot of times. It was on that blue screen of death shit. So we got it fixed the first time, and it was broke again. We got it fixed the second time. My dad decided, I think it was like 5 months ago. So my dad decided, like, we can't spend all this damn money because repairing it was like cheaper than all these other places and shit. So me and my dad, we decided to go to online and see what else they got on here. I could have literally saved my fucking money for an HP laptop, literally. I could have literally saved my fucking money for HP. An HP with at least 1 terabyte. And I found the perfect HP, trust and believe. But it costs like $579 at Best Buy, one of these little places or something. I could have literally saved my fucking money. And I got little money in my bank account. Little money. It's not little of money, but it's like in the hundreds. But it's not even, it's not little money. Like in the fucking 50s or 60s and shit. Hell no. I'm a good money saver. Trust, believe that. Got it from my daddy's roots. But listen to his ass. I got this fucking laptop. He said, oh, till you get this laptop. Because we made like a trip like over there by I-45 and shit. You got that big super Target. You got that Best Buy. And you got that Staples. And so we made our little road trip. Our little walk trip around that area. We went to, forgot which place we went to first. I think we went to Best. And also, they also got Office Depot. Yeah, we went to Office Depot. He said, don't go to Target. They got shitty laptops. They do have shitty laptops. He said, let's go to Office Depot. We talked to this man. He's like, get this computer. Telling us a lot of shit. You feel me? And so we left out of Office Depot. And so he wanted to go to Best Buy. You know, Best Buy prices, they be high as shit with the laptops. And so we left out that bitch. He said, let's go to Staples. So we found these nice ass laptops, man. They barely even had laptops. They had this laptop for like fucking $350 or some shit. $300 or something. And people over there is like, oh, this, you don't like this laptop. And they got 1 terabyte. Make sure you don't download a lot of stuff on it. Like, the exterior of this laptop looks so good, man. Even now, it looks so good. It looks fresh. I love it. But, you know, even now, like, I'm like, kill myself, man. Like, fuck. Why the fuck did I buy this laptop? Why, man? I could have saved money. I had money, but I had, like, fucking more money than I had back then than now. Let's just say $200 plus the $100, you know. You feel me? It's just like, damn. And especially when I DJ, I be telling motherfuckers, I don't work for free, you better pay my ass. If you ain't family, have to pay my ass, you feel me? Well, I ain't get paid for my grandma's thing, so you know. What is this bullshit on the Sims world? I don't know what that is. You know. It's all I want to talk about today out of here. I feel drained. Alright, y'all. That's it. I'm good. I think this might be my last episode for my podcast. I don't even know. Just saying shit. I don't even know, man. Just tired, man. All right, y'all. Bye.